And now on to what is to become our regular event of reading items from the Wallingford and District Talking newspaper event calendar. We begin this week with on the basis of there being the Oxford International Song Festival. That begins on Friday the 10th of October and lasts 14 days. Lawrence mentioned it initially last week, but just a reminder that this is a festival celebrating the art of song in all its forms, and will have no fewer than 67 events, inviting audiences to enjoy everything from timeless ballads and fairy tales to contemporary works and national traditions. At the heart of the festival is storytelling, not only through voice, but also through dance, chamber music and engaging talks. The lineup comprises a feast for the senses and the imagination, with concerts throughout the day and late into the evening, set in some of the city's most atmospheric venues, including the Holywell Music Room, Europe's oldest purpose-built concert hall, as well as the chapels of New College and Merton College. For full details of the festival events, visit the website oxfordsong.org/events. There you will obtain details of the full festival programme. But highlights will include events exploring, for instance, Irish song traditions. From the 17th to the 20th of October, the festival turns its focus to the songs of Franz Schubert, marking 200 years since the composer's final years. And there will also be Spanish and Latin American music also taking centre stage during the course of the festival. On Sunday the 12th of October, a reminder of the Apple Day at Britwellcome Sotwell Recreation Ground between 12 noon and 4 p.m. Celebrate all things Apple at the biggest and best Apple Day in Oxfordshire. You're sure to be amazed at the display of 50 plus varieties of heritage apples, with a huge range you'll never see in any other village. On Thursday the 16th of October, there is the free friendly one-to-one help with a knowledgeable volunteer at the Wallingford Library, the Digital Helper Drop-In. On Saturday the 18th, a reminder of the fact that Rutter's Requiem Open Rehearsal will take place at St Mary Lamore Church, Wallingford. Wallingford Parish Church Choir opens its rehearsal for the St John Rutter's Requiem. The rehearsal is a great opportunity to explore this beautiful piece and to sing with the choir in the church. Refreshments provided, a fee of £1 to be paid on the day. On Saturday the 18th also, there is the Riverside Repair Cafe taking place between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Eastgate House Gardens on 1 High Street, Wallingford. Another event on Saturday the 18th will be the second-hand book sale held at the Wallingford Methodist Church Centre. Autumn brings us many bookish delights. Do you fancy browsing through hundreds of pre-loved books, then enjoying a tasty bacon bap? Then pop into Wallingford Methodist Church Centre on Saturday the 18th. The doors open at 10 and it is to be held at the Church Hall on St Leonard's Square, with reasonably priced refreshments and a vast array of reading matter. On Monday the 20th of October, the My Vision Coffee Morning takes place between 10:30 and 12 p.m. Wallingford Library. This is a social group supporting people living with visual impairment. And finally, looking a few weeks ahead, on Friday the 31st of October, there is the Umpar Oktoberfest to be held at the Ibston Village Hall between 6:30 and 11 p.m. So join the people there for the Oktoberfest evening featuring Karl's Bavarian Brass Band and a locally prepared dinner. Tickets will be £30 and are available at ticketsource.co www.ocean.uk. We can't wait to welcome you.